This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hello, you're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer, and joining us down the line is Tim Young from Iondo. Tim, good to have you with us. So today you're looking at the FTSE. So what's happening?
That's a very good question, Jenny. It's been a challenging period since the market peaked about 2 weeks ago. We've had this almost endless consolidation period where I think I was counting as of yesterday, we'd had about 16 days without a day of 50 points up or more, which is almost unheard of. Having said that, I think we've reached the end of that consolidation period now. And yesterday we had quite a nice move up. So what I think is happening is that after the market got very much overdone with the rise that it had, and it's had this extended consolidation, and now I think it's beginning to go up again. That's my reading of the market.
Okay, so let's take a look at the slide. So we're going to start with the FTSE 100 daily. So talk me through that.
Yeah, that's the one that tells the story. I mean, as you can see there, we had it going up virtually every day for a ridiculous number of days, which was worrying me at the time, as I said to Zach a couple of times ago when I was on the show. And we've had this mentally draining sort of sideways to downwards move, which has brought the stochastics into oversold. But it's never really broken down below 7,100, which I think is a bullish sign. We've had all these frustrating days where it's basically done nothing, and watching it day by day has been not easy. But now I see it starting to turn up. We've got the stochastics looking like they want to turn up oversold. So that's how I'm now reading the market.
Hasn't it been one of those periods when you sort of wonder whether you should just be trading the FTSE, whether you should incorporate other markets into your portfolio?
I must say that's a very good point, Zach. I mean, I'm kind of known for trading the FTSE, but I really was starting to think maybe I should be looking at some other markets in these last couple of weeks because it has been exceptionally tedious, to put it mildly.
So with these indicators really on the daily chart, we're probably looking at a setup for a buy over the next few days. Let's say the stochastics will cross, or they've crossed there, and the MACD lines will cross, and we'll be looking back to retest the highs. Is that your take?
That's my take on it, yeah. And in that sense, it's been a healthy correction, I think, because I was getting a bit worried when it just goes up day after day. That's always a worrying sign for me. But I think the fact that we've had this extended consolidation, which has brought it back into oversold, I think that's a good sign.
Let's move on to the next slide. So yeah, this is the 4-hour one.
Yeah, that's the 4-hour chart. It doesn't really paint much of a picture other than to just see the sheer choppiness of it for the last however many, I can't even count how many candlesticks there are, where it's just chopped around in this period. So having said that, you know, we've bounced up over the oversold on the stochastic, and since then we've moved on from about 7144, we're up to about 7160, or just below now. So it's definitely room to move up in the 4-hour chart as well.
Okay. So moving forward, what should we be keeping our eyes on?
I think the daily chart, when we break out over the stochastics, when that breaks out over oversold, I think that's what we should be looking at. And also I think the US market as well tends to, when there's not much going on in the FTSE, I think that can just drag the FTSE up. I mean, because it's been so tedious in the FTSE, I've often been just looking at the Dow in the afternoon because it's a bit more going on. So I think the Dow is back over 19.9 now. I would see a run to the 20,000s again in the Dow being a catalyst for pulling the FTSE back up over 7.2 and then on to near its previous highs, I would say.
So finally, what would you say is your trade of the day?
Good question. My trade of the day would be to go long on any dip to about 7120. I would say, with a stop loss of 7,100, with a profit target of, I would say, 7,160.
Tim, thank you. Tim Young there from Ionic.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.